JB and Billy started strong.
Well, we're off to a crafting startup. jumped out of the block.
And they've only gotten better.
We're crawling to the line,
We're not breasting the tape, Jim.
So Triple M's Rush Hour is taking a bye.
I'll have a spell.
And instead, we give you the best of JB and Billy.
Do you reckon anyone on any other show is rolling with this sort of stuff?
It's the Rush Hour's mid-season break.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
Jim, I know you love your golf, and soon I go one-on-one with a very famous golfer.
Why do I get the feeling this is going to be a train wreck? We also chat to comedian Nick Cody.
And you've got a story from your recent visit to Thailand. Was Gabs there?
But next, we've got a moral dilemma that you need help with.
This is the Rush Hour's mid-season break. The best of JB and Billy in 2022.
I feel good!
Doing a little Rush Hour phone poll-y thing here, and we've got Hose Mary in to get involved in it as well. Because we all know that a lady from Snorbs won $40 million in Lotto.
Yep.
And it turned out that she was gifted the ticket from someone else.
Spot on, Jim.
So I'm at home the other day, and Lisa's on the computer, and she says, imagine knowing that you've handed a ticket over to someone else that's worth $40 million.
Do you know how much the ticket was worth?
$20, was it?
It was an 8-game quick pick, $9.70.
$9.70
it cost.
So there you go.
Yep.
So she says to me, this is my beautiful partner, says to me, well, you'd have to give him something.
Got to.
I said, I went, yeah. She goes, well, how much would you give him? I said, $1 million.
Yeah.
She goes, that's nowhere near enough.
I'm with you.
I said, $1 million isn't enough. When the ticket cost $9.
Well, the person who bought the ticket's obviously a tight ass in the first place because they only bought a $9 ticket. You go a 40 or something.
So if you've bought someone a $9 ticket, they've won a shizen load of lotto money 40. And hand you a mil.
You'd be happy with it.
Well, I say yes.
I'm with you, Jim.
But my partner says no.
What did she say?
She said five-eye.
Ooh, she's expensive.
That's true.
Yeah, I know.
So, Hose, what are you?
Is it traceable? Can I just
get money.
Skip the country?
No.
You
can do whatever
and
you want.
Pay what? A cent to the person who gave me the ticket.
We're making an assumption that you would give something, but if you would give something, look at it.
How much?
The face says
you
no.
Gotta give
what
something.
What are you giving?
Yeah, five sounds okay.
$5 mil.
Oh,
rabbits.
A mil, and then deduct the $6.90 for the ticket.
Whitney says half.
$20 mil?
Their friends say that, she reckons. No, that's too much.
That's way
I'm with
too
you.
Much.
$1 million.
Well, $1 million is a hell of a lot of money. And to receive that when you could actually receive nothing for me, but I got chastised by my better
half. I'm with you.
Let's get to Bentley. Luke's there, Fat.
Lukey?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, definitely split it down the middle. You would have had zip if it wasn't for this person thinking about you. So, yeah. 100% down the line.
$20 mil.
$20 mil, Lucas.
Too much.
You had zero before.
Yeah, but you got 40 now.
Yeah.
Well, only thanks to that person.
All right.
Shut
that's
up,
a generous
Luke. We don't
spirit.
Agree with that. Yeah. Ross and Croydon. G'day, Ross.
How you going, Billy?
Good, Roscoe. What do you reckon, Roscoe?
Mate, listen, you give away the 10% of a tip. You give away the 10% tip when he sticks your nose bag in front of you. Why wouldn't you give it 10%?
Four mil.
Yeah, I reckon that's a pretty square number, don't you?
Not
bad. Stay 10%. There. Yeah, not bad.
Scotty's in Cram in Scotland.
G'day, boys, how are we?
What are you handing over?
Now, given I only bought a third of a ticket, I'm giving away a third of $1 million, $333,333.
Yes.
Bill, it's still a lot of money.
It is.
$330,000 is a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, house out at St. Albans.
Stay there, Scotty. Andrew in Melbourne. Andrew?
Drewy?
Yeah, how are you, fellas?
Good.
For start with, how tight are you? You've just been given $40 million, and you're giving $1 million away. You can roughly buy a house in Melton for $1 million.
Right. So what are you going to do?
Well, you know, give them $10 million. Because you know when you're buying, well, think about it. You've got $30 million left. You're buying stupid shit because you've got so much money, and they're stuck in this crappy little house in Melton just watching you.
That's only a quarter.
Jeez.
That's only a quarter. That's not a lot from you, Drewy, really.
Well, you know, you still got $30 million. You got 10. They can still, you know, have some fun with 10.
All right, stay there. I like Craig in Ocean Grove. Craig?
half, boys. Come what? On. Don't be tight.
20.
See, my brother has this same view. Like, he often gives you a ticket in a card for your birthday.
Yes.
And he says, if it wins, I'm having half. Yeah. I'm like, no, you're not. You're handing me a ticket. I'm having the lot.
No, mate, you've got to give
half.
Something. No, not half.
Craig's saying half.
Yeah, that's what he reckons. The grubber.
Craig, not half. Yes. Not half of 40. That's a bit heavy, isn't it?
Half of 40. Yeah. Mate.
20
Come
more.
On, boys. Yous wouldn't shout it for shark, but you.
Thank you, Craig.
Simon in Hobart, Bill.
Hobart. This will be tight.
I'm in Hobart, Billy. How are you, Cobber?
I reckon Simon would be tight here. What do you reckon, Simon?
Hey, no, none of that, Cobber. I reckon we should divide the $40 million by the $9 as a percentage and give them the percentage of the winnings.
Righto. Have you worked out what that is?
That's too much.
Yeah, $4.4444 million.
Oh, 4.4 million. There you go.
Yeah.
Not bad. Yeah.
You've got a tight ass after all, Billy.
No, you're not, Simon. Sorry, mate. I got you wrong. Well done.
Anthony, Hoppers Crossing. What are we doing?
Well, that was a tight ass to you. You'd be a tight ass back. Give him the $9.70 either in the cash or a ticket and just say good luck. Thanks for coming.
Well, you might give him 10 bucks, eh?
Oh yeah. Let him keep the change. Yeah, 10 bucks, keep the change.
Jeepers creepers.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And, Thomas Carr.
Yes.
Right, another one. This one caught my eye, Jimmy boy.
Or Thomas. Now, Bill.
Yes, Jim.
In Thailand for a week.
Oh, Gaff?
No.
Not with Gaff.
Not with Gaff. Right. Never ran into Gaff.
Good.
I'm there with Lisa, of course. Oh. And we went to the Intercontinental, which was about half an hour from the joint we were staying at.
Yeah.
Because Lisa had heard that they had the best wellness spa on the island.
Wellness?
Yeah. Because the Thai massage is world famous, of
yes.
course.
And
obviously when you have them in Thailand, and the invoice is reasonable.
Is it?
Oh, my goodness. Anyway,
it's a fair dinkum massage.
Well, proper. Yeah, we get there, and the lady asks, after we've worked out what we're having, the lady asks if we want the massage together or separate.
Oh, Jim.
Together. So, Bill.
Yes, Jim.
Now, Bill.
Don't
be an idiot. He's such an idiot.
I'm imagining.
Look at the stupid head on
it. No, I'm imagining.
The beds are about a meter and a half apart. And, Bill.
You're both new.
We started with the full body scrub.
But you've got no clothes on,
both
of
you. No, you've got these stupid hospital undies.
Oh.
They're like hardly bloody worth putting on, but they're, anyway.
You'd be
full body scrub.
Well,
yeah, ever had one of them?
I can't say I have, Jim, no. So full Bill, body.
They basically, ever had one, rabbits?
Yes, I have, so in Thailand.
They rub sort of sandy soap all over you, rough soap. All
exfoliate.
Over you. Exfoliate.
The whole body.
Whole body, well, pretty much the whole body. Right. So that, Bill.
Yeah.
That, and it was taking me 54 years to have one of them. It was unbelievably good.
Oh.
Real good.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is where it gets slightly interesting.
Mm. What's happened?
Well, they finished the scrub.
Yeah.
And then at the back of where this amazing place was, actually it was beautiful. Oh, they had this Roman sort of shower bath set up.
Oh.
Beautiful. Huge, great big shower head times two, and then huge bath. And it was a beautiful place. Lady goes out the back, starts running the showers. So I hear them thumping away. Yeah. And then she comes in and she said, right, you need to go and get under the shower and get rid of all of the scrub so you can come back and start the whole massage.
Both of you.
So, Bill, look at the head on it.
No.
Look at the stupid head on it.
Yes.
Well, this is where it gets interesting.
Well, right, you can see his brain working.
I can see what's...
So under the shower, I'm getting the soap off.
Nude.
Well, that stage you're nude, Bill. Yeah, you've taken those stupid underpants off. They give you another set to put back on.
In your partner.
So Lisa's a meter away under her shower. Bill.
Don't tell me.
Fair to say, one part of my anatomy responded. But Bill.
No, Jim.
Bill, it's a very rare scenario.
Very rare indeed. Like,
we've been together 8 years.
Yes.
I'm not sure how many times we've been in the shower at the same time.
Nude.
Well, Bill.
Jim.
I'm finished.
Don't tell me, Jim.
Bill, I'm finished in the shower.
Don't tell me.
And we've had to get sort of dry and then put those stupid underpants back on to go back and resume the massage, Bill.
Oh, no, Jim.
And Bill, these beautiful Thai ladies, aren't they, Rabs? Yes. Standing there with the sheep, ready for you to walk back out, and then you lie down and Bill,
you pole vaulted.
Bill,
Jim,
Jim.
I'm trying to put these stupid bloody plastic undies on. They're barely covering anyway.
Yes, they would.
And Bill.
Yes. Oh, no,
Lisa
Jim.
Is pissing herself laughing. She thinks it's the funniest thing ever. She's out there going, babe, come on.
Come on.
Ready to resume the message.
And you're just taking your time.
Bill, oh, no. Very, very embarrassing
Jim.
It was.
Tim. Which gives me an idea for a phoner, Jim.
What?
Yep, I've got an idea for one.
Phone topic.
Yep.
What's that?
When have you cracked a fat? Unusual!
No, yeah, Jim! No.
They'll come for it! They'll come for it, Jim! No. 1-3-3-5-3, it'll work!
We're getting
When have you cracked
a fat? No, Bill, we are not doing that.
Crack one of the covers. But, like one of those marquees.
Pakistani marquees.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyway, that was it, Jim. Up next, not sure what we've got. We'll just work on it during the ad break.
We're joined by Nick Cody.
Hey, enjoying the radio. You enjoy it?
Mate, loving it.
Good.
Up early? Yeah. That keeps me out of trouble.
Bloody early. Too early, mate.
Too early. Getting up at about 4:30 in the morning.
Must be good coin.
Oh, don't know about that. It is an early start, though. Oh, it is an early start.
Well, and you're on with Fev, who we all know and love.
Mm.
And I understand that you went overseas with him recently.
Well, not quite overseas. It felt like it. It felt like I was very jet-lagged for a few days afterwards, hanging out with the Loosh. And I heard the morning rub, Bill. You got yourself in a bit of trouble when you went up to the Gold Coast.
All eyes are on the screen because I'm interested in the last 24 hours in the life of Fat.
Look at him. He doesn't look like
what,
Bill.
What are you doing, Bill?
Hello, Jim. Now, Nick, we've all done that.
We certainly have. Yes. And there's nothing better, because I've got a feeling that day those were probably the first words that you spoke.
I asked for a ham, cheese, tomato toasted and a coffee. They were the only words I said.
And then you're on.
And then I was on.
You're on air.
And you try and clear the throat. You try and sound up, don't you?
Of course.
It's like when you go home and you've been away for the weekend, the missus is there. And you go, g'day, darling. How are you?
I'm all right. Your eyes are red. You got me. Well, Fev, I'm on a radio show with Fev. And in 2020, I gave up booze for the whole year.
Yes.
Didn't have a drop of booze for the whole year to lose weight. Lost.
How much?
None weight. Nothing.
No.
And not only was it a shocking year, it was also a leap year. So I had a whole extra 24 hours to just drop a tenth of a pound. Lost nothing.
A whole year.
Whole year.
Bloody good effort.
I know. Go well, on. It clearly wasn't worth anything because nothing happened. But 2021, the first big day out was the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
With Brendan Favola, who I'd never gone drinking with. And that day I said to him, Fev, the game finishes at 2. I've got a pregnant wife at home. We've now got two kids, but I've got a pregnant wife and a 2-year-old. I've got to get home. Because I've got touch rugby that night. I started playing touch rugby for some reason. I figured I haven't stretched in 15 years. Why not start running full speed for no cash?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
My hammies are gone. But Fev said, you're not making it home by 3. I said, mate, I've got to be home by 3.
Ooh.
And then I got home at midday the next day.
You did not.
That's it.
Just a cheeky 21 hours late.
Where were you? Where'd you watch the Super Bowl?
Mate, great question. I just remember being with Fev. It was one of those great Super Bowls that you get to watch it again, and it's like the first time.
Yeah.
Like a kid with a Bob the Builder DVD.
It is a long game.
It was massive.
It's a long game. It's a
massive day. And I promised my wife, because if you come home 21 hours late to a pregnant partner, you've got to be on the front foot, control the narrative.
Yeah.
And I was very much on up and about.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm sorry. My bad. I'm going to give up drinking again till New Year's.
Yes.
And she was proud of that. But what she didn't realise is that I was talking about Chinese New Year's. All right. So
good.
4 days off, I was back on the source. It's the year of the mad dog.
It's so hard of getting out of that when you get home at 12 the next day.
Boy, it is.
You would have been in the dog house.
I was in a lot of trouble.
Good. I love when blokes get in trouble like that.
Do you?
Yeah. Because if you get home at 3 or 4 a.m., it's okay, but not the next day.
Yeah, not the next day. It's bad when even a toddler knows you're in strife.
Yeah.
Like I've been on this planet for less than 24 months, and even I can see Dad's in a bit of trouble here.
He can whip you into a vortex, Favola.
Yeah.
We had many years with him on the footy show, and my goodness. There can be times when you don't realise what's happened.
Yeah. Big drinker, can do it well. But when I was on Triple M in Brisbane a few years ago, I got to go to my first ever State of Origin. And I went out and the game finished about 9:30 at night and all the producers went home. And I said, why are you going home? And they said, well, we've got to be up at 3:30. And I said, I'll be right. I'm excited. Queensland got the win. It's my first Origin. Got home at 2,
Woke up at 3:30. The show was 5:30 till 9, so I was on air at 5:30. Mm. And the first words I spoke were at 6:17 a.m.
How'd you do that?
Two co-hosts, two other co-hosts. So I know it's at Queensland, Billy. Gets you every time.
That's what it is. What is it? The sun. You get, because you don't have daylight saving.
What is
that's
it? What, the sun.
Well
the other drinks.
Not at State of Origin. It was a night game.
Oh, right.
Not sun. Rum.
Blame it on that.
Rum. It does rhyme.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And your car was parked out the front. You didn't come in.
Yeah.
And I got a you? Ticket.
A good.
I got a bloody ticket.
Now, Jim, I'm worried.
This lovely story crossed my desk, okay? Mm-hmm. It's a good story. Yes. It's 100% real. A guy named Happy Gilmore shot an 80, including a 10, at the local US Open qualifier gym.
His name's Happy Gilmore.
His name is Happy Gilmore. Well, he was born Landon James Gilmore, but nicknamed Happy, right. And everyone calls him Happy.
Of course,
okay?
After the...
He's only, yeah, exactly. He's only a 16-year-old, very good golfer. Mm. He played at the qualifier, which was at Old Oakland Golf Club.
Mm.
And as I said, he shot an 80, which was quite good, including the 10, which was really good. So he might make it. He's only 16. Who knows? In a year or two, we'll be watching him on TV, Jim. So I was lucky enough to catch up with Happy, Jim. I was lucky enough.
You caught up with him?
I caught up with him.
Fantastic.
Which was great. So I caught up with young Happy after his round of 80. It was only on Monday, Jim, and I caught up with him and I asked him, "G'day, Happy. Great round today."
"You like that, old man?"
"I did, actually. You were very good. But you had a 10. What happened there, mate?"
"I mean, I just couldn't get the ball in the hole. I wanted to, but I just couldn't do it."
"What do you reckon was the best part of your game today, Happy?"
"Happy learned how to putt. Uh-oh."
"What's a young bloke, Happy, do for dinner? What do you have for dinner, mate?"
"This fresh, delicious, tasty, meaty, turkey-filled, cold-cut combo."
"That's it, Jim. That sounds good, doesn't it, Jim? Well, as your ice hockey coach used to say many years ago, better luck next year, Happy."
"Beat it. Leave me alone."
That's it, Jim. So I caught up with him. That was a good little chat we had with Happy Gilmore. Now, Jim, I know what you're thinking. A bloke's just
landed.
What,
you're a complete imbecile?
No, Quentin's just landed at the airport.
Oh, no.
He's got in the cab, Jim.
That's it. From Quebec.
Quebec.
He's thinking, what sort of garbage is this?
He's turned on the radio to Triple M.
He's hearing a grown man
talk to
Happy Gilmore off the film that was released 30 years ago.
That's radio craft.
Bill.
A1.
You know my kids watch A1. Happy Gilmore A1. All the time.
Yeah.
It's the best show ever.
It is.
Yeah, the price is wrong, bitch. It's a magnificent show.
And it's got Wooly Bully in it.
Yeah, it has.
Wooly Bully
it
has. So anyway, but he's only 16, so he might be all right, this kid. And he's taken on the name Happy Gilmore. Yeah. So good luck to him. We'll be watching him.
What, Happy? Riding the damn ball? Bill,
yes.
That's not your best, but it's also...
Guess who helped me?
Not your worst.
No. I did have help.
You've
in
produced
this.
Worse than that.
Maddie in the booth. Oh, not Maddie O. The other Maddie helped me on that one. That, so he's coming.
That was the good bit.
He's on the ship with me.
Oh.
And Hose
is as well.
That was my idea.
You're on the ship with me also.
Okay. Yep. Very good. Very good. I like it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, just do you know what a tine is? The tines of a fork. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
What?
It's about... 5:32.
Hey, JB, Big Freeze 7 raised a record $14.6 million.
Nah, it's nuts. What they've done is incredible. Year. It is incredible. It gets better and bigger every year.
Call me 89 now. Okay.
I don't know.
89.
So we were on the footy show years ago, and we had an ice challenge, I reckon it was.
Remember was doing the rounds, the ice challenge?
Yes,
so
the
bucket
ice
of
bucket
ice
challenge.
Over your head or whatever.
That's it. Yeah. So we apparently, and in the higher offices of the footy show, decided that we'd get a tractor, didn't we? With a
great,
bucket on
a
the
bucket.
Front.
That's it, a bucket.
Full of ice.
Yeah.
And we'd all stand in a row,
mm-hmm.
and at the appropriate time, the bucket would tilt forward and all the ice would land on us.
Ice and water.
So, Rabbits, we had, I reckon comfortably 4.5 hours of instruction.
Ock health and safety.
Stand here, not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. When the actual time comes, you've got to, we had to be dressed
yes.
in the right
stuff. We had to have
no
shoes.
Mics or anything.
No
like
mics.
That.
We had to have shoes.
Weren't allowed to drop it too high because so the bucket was just above our heads. Stuff like that.
I'm telling you, it went for hours. Yes. And you can imagine the old enforcer. After about the 25 minute mark, he completely lost.
Not
his
a patient man.
No, not a patient man. No. He said, he stood there and he said, "This can't be that hard. We're standing stationary while something's being dumped on us.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't need instruction to stand. I've been doing it for 68 years." Or
you can imagine him saying that.
He absolutely lost it. And then, of course, Gary, equally impatient. So about another 15 minutes later, he cracked it.
And then Jim later, 5 minutes later. So you can imagine what
was because
happening.
Idiot Crawford was, he refused to stand still. Anyway, we got to do the actual show, and then we're all had to have these clothes on, to walk out and do this bloody ice challenge. So we get out there. We're all standing there
in
waiting,
our lines,
in a line, the exact spot that we had spent 4 hours perfecting. The bucket tips the ice. Didn't hit any of us.
Missed us all.
Missed us all.
Missed us all. So we had to pretend that you got a big go.
Oh, wet.
Jesus.
Missed all of us.
Spot on. Spot
and
on.
We just looked at each other.
I think it got our backs, like down our back a bit.
Tiny bit.
But you had to move around. Oh, no, we've all got there.
All wet. Mate,
fair dinkum. One job. That was a stuff-up.
One job. And so you can imagine the old boy.
Oh, yeah.
He has. He's just, his eyes roll back.
He cracked.
4 hours we practiced. Standing still, and you couldn't hit us. Oh, mate, it was ridiculous.
That's exactly what happened.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Someone have hold of your pills.
No, they didn't drop for a while. They're up there. Oh, now, Jimmy boy.
What is this?
Here we go. Australians have been hit with the European travel restrictions. Jim, okay?
All right.
So, Australians wanting to travel to Europe may need to rethink their plans.
Oh.
With the country, Australia, declared a COVID danger zone. Jim, we have been declared a COVID danger zone. Extra restrictions will be placed on Australian travellers, regardless of whether they have been vaccinated or not, Jim.
Where can we go? If I want to travel to Europe, where am I allowed to go?
I'll give you three places you're allowed to go only. Three. Cyprus. Greece,
yes.
Italy.
That's it.
That's it, Jim.
Nowhere
That's
else.
It. They're allowing Australians to travel
what about
there.
Great Britain.
Nope. We're a danger zone, they reckon.
Well, we can go to Britain because it's not Europe anymore because of their Brexit.
Brexit. Well, those shit that is. But anyway, so Jim, we have been banned from Europe,
which I find astounding.
I do too, Jim.
Because they're having worse problems than we are in Europe. So why would they be banning us? But anyway,
yes.
So with Australians being banned traveling to Europe, only three countries letting us in: Cyprus, Greece, and Italy. Why you look so sad?
Saturday, Sunday,
not so bad.
Monday morning on this topic.
Ah, shut up in your face.
All right,
shut
so up.
3 days I'll spend on this.
Right, so what have you come up with?
Where have you been banned from unusual? Where have you been banned from unusual?
You gave up on that halfway through, didn't you? Your own topic.
Where have you been banned? I was going well, and then I forgot the from. So where have you been banned from unusual?
Joey's there in Preston Fat.
Joey.
How are you guys?
Yeah, good, Joey. Where have you been banned?
The city bars.
Oh, no. What did you do?
I was jumping off the balcony.
Oh, well, you can't do
can't
that,
do that
Joe,
at the bars, Joey.
Why not?
What sort of a band?
I was impressing some girls.
What sort of a band did you get?
A lifetime ban.
Stay there. Jace, we'll just might have been finished there. Jace is in Bendigo. Hello, Jace.
Bendigo.
Yeah. G'day, gentlemen. How you going?
Yeah, good. Jace, how's Bendigo?
Oh, she's hot as today. Cook an egg in the shade. Yeah, I got banned from one of the local pubs down here. I was going out to see a band. And went up to the bar, ordered me first frothy for the night.
Yeah.
Before I could even get a mouthful, I had a bouncer on each arm and an angry little man in front of me swearing at me in a different language.
Yeah.
And within about 3 seconds, I was chucked out the side door looking up at the stars. I thought,
what'd you do wrong, Jace?
Oh, it was mistaken identity. Anyway, I was with my brothers having a frothy the next day, telling them what happened.
Yeah.
And my young brother, who looks like me, said, "Oh, yeah, I got a blue into the bouncers last weekend." I've rocked up and got in a good spot nice and early for the band, and I was there 5 minutes and chucked out the side door.
Poor old Jacey.
His brother had had a rip at a couple of the bouncers. Soph's in Ferntree Gully, Fat.
Hello, Soph.
Hi, guys. How are we?
Good. What happened?
It wasn't me. It was my dad. Oh. He got a ban from indoor netball in a mixed game. Got a little bit too competitive.
Oh, Dad's Dad. Too serious, Dad.
Indoor mixed netball?
Yeah, a bit too serious.
What did he do, Soph?
You know, a couple of hands got thrown.
Oh, throwing hands.
Wow.
Well,
yeah. Where?
Against the other men and the other team, Fat. What do you idiot mind goes to the...
What's his name, Soph? There, Soph? His first name.
He'll kill me if I say it.
Stay there, right. Soph.
My mate was playing indoor soccer in Oakley, got kicked off, went to the car, got the rule book out of his car, went back in... And got into an argument
Who's
with the ref.
Who's got an indoor soccer rule book in their game?
One of his mates.
James is in Albury. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, how you going?
Good.
What have you been banned from?
I got banned from the Lavington Sports Club in Albury.
Oh, no. Wow. Good part, a good club too, Jim.
Yeah, it was in the day. Good part of the world.
Yep.
But, got a copped a three-month ban.
What for?
Continuously interrupting a bingo game.
Oh, no.
So down there one Sunday, having a few frothies, as you do on a Sunday session, I might have hid behind one of the poker machines, about 50 oldies playing the bingo.
Yes. Funny.
And I yelled out about three or four times, "Bingo!" Right through halfway through a few of their games, and all the oldies would go, "Oh!" until they found out that that I was just having them on. So, yeah, had to front the board and copped a three-month ban.
The oldies hate that. They take it seriously, bingo very serious.
Well, you had to do the bingo calling a few years ago with us in the rush hour, Bogan Bingo. You got some nice feedback from the floor.
Hey, you Bill, you shit. That's what they said.
And you were.
Well done. That was a good topic, Bill. Jim, did I hear you say that?
No.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So I've been working half a year, haven't had a break. No wonder old numbnuts is no good.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's showing. Fat had put an idiot file together in a week.
5 days.
Yeah, 5 days. It was about 7.5 minutes, and that happened in a week. Maddie already, Haywood, the genius in the booth, has come to me and said, "Look, we've now done 10 days. I've got enough for a whole other idiot file, but I worry that if we do another idiot file, it'll just meld into the first one and people will get concerned that the bloke on the show can't operate." So what he's done is he's put it into a song. Put it into a song, which I love, the idiot song, and there's a bit of a theme about it, Bartholomew.
Yes, it's the Flock of 80s Friday theme on Triple M.
All right, Flock of 80s Friday theme, idiot song to enjoy on a Friday. Play it.
Australia's most bought album.
More than Rumours by Fleetwood Mac.
That would be number two, I reckon. It would have to be, wouldn't it?
Hit me with your rhythm stick.
No, not that one.
Devo.
But
Devo. What the hell?
Max Purcell, Matthew Ebden.
Ebden.
You know the cocky artist. What about who Rash playing tonight? Kanovic. Alex Dimonor.
Who's he up against?
He's up against old Zack and Crack.
That's his name, Jim.
I like Duran Duran.
Do you?
Yep.
Yeah, nice.
Very good.
What's their other songs?
They sing Whip It. Canada is the fifth most the country that listens to the Rush Hour, the fifth most. Fifth most country, Jim.
Seriously.
It was hard to say that.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
Of all the jokes Billy Brownless has told this year, this is certainly one of them.
It's bloody hard to come up with a good, funny joke every day.
Well, it's not as hard as you make it.
Exactly. So,
on the Rush Hour's mid-season break, this is Billy's Joke.
And Jim, explain, it's Friday, so it's fruity.
I already said that. Fruity.
And just say that sometimes the jokes I tell aren't actually true.
Jim. Bill, we know they're not true. Jim, so what are you doing?
So I'm just looking for, I found it, Jim, don't worry. You wouldn't believe it the other night, Jim. I met a lady, a beautiful lady at a bar. She was 57.
Not.
Yeah, right up my alley, and we connected, Jim, and did had you? A bit of laughter and bants.
Yes. Oh,
and you know when you're going okay, oh, don't you, Jim? God. That's when you get a bit of that laughter and the bants. Oh. So anyway, and she asked me after a few hours, a couple of wines, Jim, she said, have you ever had a mother-daughter threesome? Jim.
Yes.
Wow. I said, well, no, I haven't, actually. As a matter of fact, I haven't. So we drank some more, Jim, and more banter and more laughter. And she says, Bill, tonight is your lucky night. Wow-wee, Jim, was I up and about. So I went back to her place, Jim. She put on the hall light and she shouted upstairs, Mum! Are you still awake?
Oh, no.
Oh, Jim.
Come on, fat.
Oh, Jim.
You can't. That can't be where you're heading.
Jim, that's it. Jim.
Oh, Mum comes down the stairs.
Come bowling down the stairs, Jim. Should have seen old fat take off. Straight out the door, old fat.
No. That didn't actually happen, by the way.
No, Jim.
No, it did not happen.
Jim. It's lovely, lady.
That
Jim.
Never happened.
Oh, no.
You awake, Mum?
Mum, you awake?
This has been the Rush Hour's mid-season break. JB and Billy are back live July 11. In the meantime, download the Listener app to hear the Rush Hour anywhere, anytime.
I feel good.